Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Our message for today is called The Story of Jesus and Peter's Walk on Water. Have you ever seen that picture? I have a picture on the wall, on my wall, that somebody gave me of Jesus walking on the water, and Peter and the disciples were in the boat. And that story I've known for many, many years. And I actually had an experience when I went to a missionary trip to Santo Domingo. And me and the lady were praying, and we were praying for the service, and we stayed there probably 5 hours praying. But I had a vision that I was in a boat, and Jesus called me to come out of the boat. And I never forgot that vision. And you know what? God brings visions to pass. Why does He give a vision? So that you can know that God is in your life and doing something special and trying to give you direction. Not trying, He is giving us direction. So we're reading that story about Jesus and Peter walking on the water. In Matthew 14, Jesus told His disciples to get into their boat and cross to the other side of the lake while He stayed to get the people started home. This was when He fed the 5,000, and He waited and He said, you go ahead and I'll meet you there. Then afterwards, Jesus went up into the hills to pray. When night fell and out on the lake, the disciples were in trouble, for the wind had risen and they were fighting heavy seas. And about 4 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came to them walking on the water. And they screamed in terror because they didn't know. They thought that He was a ghost. But Jesus immediately spoke to them, reassuring them. "Don't be afraid," He said. Then Peter called to Him, "Sir, if it is really you, tell me to come over to you walking on the water." "All right," the Lord said, "come along." So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water towards Jesus. But when he looked around at the high waves, he became terrified and began to sink. "Save me, Lord," he shouted. Instantly, Jesus reached out His hand and rescued him. And Jesus said, "Oh, man of little faith, why did you doubt me?" I want to stop there. He was walking on the water. He started to look around, and then he started to sink. What was going on? His faith in Jesus diminished when he looked at his problems, and it was harder for him to stay focused on his faith in Christ. And so he began to sink. And then he cried out to the Lord. He remembered God. And then he shouted to God. And instantly, Jesus reached out His hand and rescued him. How many people, I know I'm one of them, that look at my situation and forget about how much Jesus has already done for me and how he will continue to be faithful on his end and reach out and save me from many, many things. Like Jesus said, why did you doubt me? When doubt comes in, how does it come? Through the enemy. He was the first person who put doubt in Adam and Eve's life in the beginning. And he still does that today. But you know what? You can choose who you want to believe. Do you want to believe Jesus, who tells you the truth? And your faith in Jesus will never hinder you from getting the things that you need. And when, O man of little faith, he said, little faith, he called Peter a little faith. Little faith, walking on the water, what is big faith? Oh my God, trusting God for the impossible. Things that you would never think that God would be interested in, he is interested in. For example, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave his only son. People have more than one son. People have more than one child. But he gave his only son so that we may have eternal life. What a wonderful price he paid. Amen. The other people who were in the boat and they saw this event happen in front of them, they were awestruck. You really are the Son of God, they exclaimed. They knew at that point he was the Son of God. They landed at Gennesaret. And the news of their arrival spread quickly throughout the city, and soon people were rushing around telling everyone to bring in their sick to be healed. And the sick begged him to let them touch even the tassel of his robe, and all who did were healed. Isn't that wonderful? Faith increases when people hear the story about how Jesus helped you in your life. That's why testimony is so important in the church. Because if somebody gets healed from cancer, maybe other people will get healed from cancer. If somebody's marriage was saved, some other person can believe God for marriage. We learn from one another's testimony. Amen. And right now I'm on the Facebook. I'm going to a little, join a little group. And the group, what do? They give testimony of how they came out of drugs, how they came out of a certain lifestyle, how they overcame their problems. And you know what? It encourages me. And what I encourages them. We need one another. We need the body of Christ. We need to share with one another what's going on, even though it's like opening your life to or putting a, you know, you being on television and somebody seeing into your life. But it's going to be a blessing for other people to know how you overcame. And we can encourage one another to continue moving, continue to believe, continue to trust, continue to walk, continue to survive. Isn't God good? Friends, Peter walked on the water only as long as he kept his eyes focused on Jesus. What is the key here? Focus on Jesus. Focus on the Lord who is able to meet your need. And even if you don't see anything, you don't hear anything, we do not walk by hearing and seeing. We're walking by faith. This is a faith walk. That's what it's called. Trusting even if you cannot see. Mark 11:23 says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, he shall have those things which he says will come to pass." What is that? What is he talking about there? It's not about believing. You have to speak your belief. Because if you really believe that Jesus is going to heal you, then you will keep speaking it. You will speak it until it happens. And it says, if you believe those things which he says will come to pass, you will have whatsoever you say, not what you don't say. A lot of people tell me, oh, why should I ask God for something? He knows my need. But the Bible says right here, you have to ask. If Jesus said you have to ask and then you don't ask, what does that mean? That means you didn't believe him for something. In order to believe him, you have to do it his way. He is not going to conform to our way. We have to conform to his way. And his way says, whatever you say to this mountain, and you tell it, cast in the sea, and you don't doubt in your heart, but you believe the things that Jesus says can come to pass, and you speak it, you have to speak to that mountain and say, be thou removed, without doubt, without fear. And you have to use your mouth. Praise the Lord. Friend, if you don't know this Jesus, I would love for you to know him because he's a wonderful Savior. I don't know anyone like him. And all my years that I've been serving the Lord, he has never let me down. He has never stopped loving me. He has never stopped helping me. He is the friend like no other. And you can know him. Say, Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. Lord, I know I'm a sinner, Father God, but you died for sinners, and I'm one of them. And Lord, I ask you, Father God, to come into my heart, change it, change my mind, change my life. Lord, make me into a new creature. And Lord, yes, God, I will serve you all the days of my life. I will do whatever it is you ask me to. And Lord, I give you praise, honor, and glory for saving me, for taking away my sins, and giving me a new chance for a new life. And I give you praise, honor, and glory today in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.